This edition of Radio Stone Update is sponsored by Quantra, manufacturers of quartz surfaces made with up-to-the-minute Italian technology in yet another brand-new state-of-the-art factory. Learn more at www.quantra.in.
Hi, I'm Kay Shipper with the latest in hard surfaces industry news from Radio Stone Update. Natural stone exports from Brazil topped $1 billion last year, with more than half of that output heading to the United States. The $1.4 billion in shipments trailed 2022 by 13.4%, but Thales Machado, president of Central Roches, the Brazilian center of natural stone exporters, is confident exports remain on a positive path for 2024. Machado believes the market is reestablishing revenues to pre-COVID levels. However, after meeting pent-up demand, he says some of the same old problems remain, such as logistical obstacles. He praised the positive signals in the market created by It's Natural, a project to promote Brazilian stones in the international market developed by Central Roches with support from Apex Brazil. It's Natural has been creating and executing strategies for market expansion while reapproaching international stone specifiers. Among its efforts includes Brazilian participation in KBIS 2024, the main event for kitchen and bath design in North America, which is expected to draw more than 49,000 architects and designers at the end of this month in Las Vegas. The United States provided the prime destination for Brazilian natural stone exports last year, receiving 54.7% of its shipments. Other countries who were prime importers of Brazilian stone include China, Italy, Mexico, and the United Kingdom. Among Brazilian exporters, the state of Espírito Santo led the way, making up 82.2% of Brazilian shipments, followed by Minas Gerais at 10.4%. In other stone news from Brazil, that country's largest natural stone event will be moving to a new city and a much larger stage in 2025. The Vitória Stone Fair will move to São Paulo, Brazil's largest city, and become Marmomac Brazil in February of next year. The announcement was made by Verona Fieri, the producer of the Vitória event. In making the announcement at the end of January, Matteo Gelmetti, Verona Fieri vice president, says, quote, "With this initiative, we want to transform the fair in Vitória into an even more mature, international, and attractive event. This is a real evolution of the format to contribute to the development of the stone sector and create new business opportunities, both for Brazilian and Italian companies," end quote. The new name of the event was chosen to underline the strong international identity of the fair and its increasingly close connection with Marmomac. Maurizio Danse, Verona Fieri CEO, notes that Marmomac is an internationally recognized brand which represents the excellence of the stone sector and that combining the two allows the creation of new synergies between the events. The new location and branding is aimed at allowing the diversification of the event by targeting, in particular, North America. São Paulo is the largest city in the Western Hemisphere with a population of 22.4 million people. The Vitória event, now in its 21st year, is expected to draw more than 250 exhibitors and buyers from 50 countries and generate more than 150 million euros in turnover this month. The Natural Stone Institute, NSI, is one of four major industry associations co-hosting the first Flooring Sustainability Summit, July 17th and 18th in Washington. The event aims to bring government, industry, and other parties together to address a variety of sustainability issues. Other organizations joining to launch the event are the Tile Council of North America, the TCNA, the National Wood Flooring Association, and the North American Laminate Flooring Association. The groundbreaking event is designed to bring together policymakers, advocacy groups, standards organizations, manufacturers, distributors, construction professionals, architects, designers, and procurement officials. The event will feature panel discussions, networking, and working groups to provide valuable learning opportunities and open direct lines of communication with key sustainability decision makers. Bill Greasy, TCNA Deputy Executive Director and Summit Chairman, says the summit will provide information that attendees need to make educated business decisions and help their organizations enter the next chapter of sustainability. Key topics at the summit include alignment of embodied carbon, health and material reporting, and education on green building standards. Registration is now open, and early registrants will receive a reduced rate. Registration information can be found at www.flooringsummit.com.
This edition of Radio Stone Update is sponsored by Quantra, manufacturers of the world's toughest, most beautiful quartz surfaces made with up-to-the-minute Italian technology in yet another brand-new state-of-the-art factory. Quantra's quartz surfaces come in over 80 stunning designs in 3 sizes with every customization possible. Choice of thickness, cut-edge profiles, polished, super-honed, brushed, and other finishes, from slabs to cut-to-size countertops and all the way to prefabs. You name it, Quantra does it. And now, Quantra launches the world's first range of seamless one-piece molded quartz sinks and basins made with Quantra's own exclusive proprietary technology, unique in all the world. Speed, quality, commitment, that's Quantra. To know more about the world of Quantra, come visit www.quantra.in.
3 outstanding individuals were recognized at Stone Expo late last month in Las Vegas for their service to the stone industry. Honored at a January 25th ceremony were Manu Shah of MS International Incorporated, MSI, who received the Migliori Award for Lifetime Achievement, Denise Daniels of MB Stone Care and Supply, who received the 2023 Women in Stone Pioneer Award, and Richard Stahl of Galloy and Van Etten, who was named the 2023 Natural Stone Craftsman of the Year. Manu Shah and his wife Rika started MSI in 1975 in the basement of their home in Fort Wayne, Indiana. After deciding to devote full time to growing MSI, the Shahs moved to Southern California. Today, MSI is among the top importers of natural stone in the world and one of the top importers of all goods into the United States. With sales of more than $3 billion, the company directly employs more than 3,500 people worldwide. Despite Manu Shah's never officially serving on a committee or the board of directors, he's been an active supporter of several major initiatives undertaken by NSI and other industry groups. He was the first to contribute financially and to donate stone for testing during the industry response to the radon crisis. His early vision for a training library has led to the NSI safety training resources available today. He also funded nearly 80% of the documentary History of Man and Stone, as well as providing visionary direction for the film. Beyond Shah's industry service, the MSI Charitable Trust supports causes such as early childhood education, health care and well-being, and employment generation. The Trust is also a diamond-level member of the Natural Stone Foundation Leadership Society. Manu Shah retired from active leadership in MSI in January 2023. It is currently directed jointly by the Shah's sons, Raj and Rup. Denise Daniels has become a reliable source of guidance and information for stone restoration professionals through her work at MB Stone Care and Supply, where she equips each of her customers with the best tools available to guarantee they can fulfill their job to the highest standard. Not only does she provide training to stone restoration professionals across the globe, but many have come to rely on MB Stone's Intro to Stone Restoration course, or the Stone ID Kit, which she designed in collaboration with geologist Karen Kirk. Daniels has also teamed up with the Natural Stone Institute to host What Stone Is This?, an interactive experience, a CEU course that teaches others how to identify natural stone. Richard Stahl began learning the intricacies and skills of the stone business at his father's side starting at the age of 6. At 16, he began as a laborer in his father's cut stone company, quickly acquiring the skills to become a bridge saw operator. Within a year, he was promoted to planer operator. Stahl completed his journeyman apprenticeship in 1980 under the eye of a master carver who was also a mentor, and in 1983 he opened his own stone carving studio, working evenings and weekends to create original designs while employed full-time in the stone shop. After carving full-time in his own studio, he returned full-time to the industry at Galloy and Van Etten, where he has been sharing his passion for stone ever since. A third-generation stone carver, Stahl is a master carver who teaches his co-workers the craft, mentoring countless planer operators, cutters, and carvers over the years. He's also a founding member of the Stone Carvers Guild and has conducted numerous education programs. Nominations for the 2024 Migliori Award for Lifetime Achievement, the Women in Stone Pioneer Award, and the Craftsman of the Year Award are being accepted until May 20th. For more information, go to www.naturalstoneinstitute.org. February may be short, but trainers for the National Tile Contractors Association, the NTCA, are covering the country this month to offer regional training events in handling porcelain panels. All sessions will be presented by NTCA technical trainers, individuals with extensive experience in tile installation. Regional training sessions offer tile installers an immersive, all-day experience to hone their skills using both traditional and cutting-edge tools, materials, and techniques, while providing practical knowledge rooted in ANSI standards and methods outlined in the TCNA Handbook of Ceramic, Glass, and Stone Tile Installation. The sessions are designed to provide solutions-based training, addressing real-world challenges faced by installers. To maximize the learning experience, each session is limited to 20 participants, and attendees will receive a certificate of course completion. Topics for the February regional training sessions will focus on GPTP slabs and how to install porcelain panels with confidence and accuracy. The substrate preparation and large format tile training will show how to use the ANSI A108 standards and TCNA handbook to address real-world challenges. Upcoming sessions are February 16th in Pompano Beach, Florida, February 21st and 22nd in Glendale, Arizona, and February 29th in San Antonio and St. Louis. To register for one of these programs or to learn more, go to www.ntcatraining.com. In other news around the industry, a delegation of 11 members of the National Tile Contractors Association, the NTCA, is planning to attend Sevi Sama's Milestone 40th Anniversary Celebration, February 26th through March 1st, at Feria Valencia in Valencia, Spain. Jim Olson, Assistant Executive Director of NTCA, will lead the group. Sevi Sama, the international fair for the ceramic tile, bathroom equipment, and natural stone industries, is promising a comprehensive showcase of products from both Spanish and international suppliers. The event will spotlight sustainability, innovation, design, and emerging trends. As part of the itinerary, the NTCA delegation will also meet with ProAlso, the Spanish Association for Tile Installers. Stone Peak Ceramics unveiled a new logo, which the company notes is, quote, a symbol embodying the company evolution and its deeply rooted values of sustainability and innovation, end quote. Stone Peak also says it will introduce a progressive merchandising strategy that aligns with the brand's revitalized identity. The logo change comes as the U.S. arm of Italy's Iris Ceramica Group announces a new concentration of sales managers in five major U.S. regions, led by Federico Gasparini, Stone Peak Vice President of Distribution Sales. The changes follow an array of strategic investments by Stone Peak in the United States, including a multi-phase manufacturing upgrade at its Crossville, Tennessee plant. Iris Ceramica Group also announces that it is combining its Trans-Ceramica and Euro-West operations in the United States into a single entity, which will use the name ICG Italia. The move puts the division of Transceramica, which is based in Chicago and New York, and Eurowest, which has offices in San Francisco and Anaheim, California, into one nationwide operating unit. The move is expected to reinforce and expand customer relationships through an elevated customer experience. Characterized by streamlined operations, enhanced accessibility, and unmatched product offerings, the move is particularly expected to strengthen and expand the company's relationships with architects and designers. ICG Italia is geared toward providing architects and designers with a formidable partner for their flooring, wall, and countertop needs. Remember, our electronic newsletter, Slab and Sheet, comes out on alternate Wednesdays. For a transcript of this broadcast, go to www.radiostoneupdate.com. For Radio Stone Update, I'm Kay Shipper, and we'll see you here again soon.
This edition of Radio Stone Update has been sponsored by Quantra, manufacturers of quartz surfaces made with up-to-the-minute Italian technology and yet another brand-new state-of-the-art factory. Learn more at www.quantra.in.